For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
A little of us, praise God. I'm happy because God is with us. Hallelujah. Are you happy at all? I don't know why I feel so extraordinarily happy. Not because I don't have problems. Hallelujah. Think about your problem. I wasn't a human being. I have problems. I have problems with members. I have problems with my family. But I'm still happy. The devil cannot make me cry. I cannot be crying. Hallelujah. The Bible says Jesus took my infirmity. If he took it, I don't have them. No matter the seeming challenge, it came to pass. Did you hear what I said? The challenge in our life came to what? To pass. Every emotional problem, family challenge, they come to pass. They will not be here 2021. They will not be here by the end of September. They will not be here by the end of October. We will come out victorious. In the day, you will not be broke forever. You hear what I said? You will not be broke forever. The word of God is real and is able to produce results. Can you shout, I will not be broke forever? Hey. Hallelujah. One day you wake up in the morning, I say, I don't know what to do with the money with me. You call your brother, do you have any problem? Let me give you money. Because you will be so blessed. Do you believe it at all? The way you're looking at me, don't look like people that believe. Do you believe it? That you wake up, do you think it's possible? You wake up one morning, all your needs are met. All your getting for, you're looking for people. See, the Bible said, what you don't believe will never happen. It is never in your mind. It will never happen. One day you'll be tired of traveling. Believe me. One day you'll be tired of flying and say, I want to stay at home for 1 month. At least I'm tired of flying. It will happen if you believe. This month you are in Bangladesh. Next month you are in New York. Next another month you are in Brazil. Another month you are in Australia. You say, I want to go to Nigeria and rest. You'll be tired of traveling. Now, see, I'm not exciting you. I'm telling you my faith. And if you care to believe, all of us will experience it. You understand? All of us will be meeting ourselves in airports. Be meeting ourselves in airport. Hallelujah. You are blessed. And the blessing of God is upon your life. In this month of September, I believe that the Lord, you are in for a shock from God. The devil will take the devil. God will take the devil by surprise. Every calculation, permutation against you, it will never happen. God is with us. Emmanuel, what a powerful song. God is with us. His presence is with us. The Bible says, when he is with us, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Either weapon of sickness, weapon of spiritual attack, physical weapon, conspiracy, they will not prosper. Every tongue that rises against us will not. None. When he said us, it means you and anyone related and associated with you. Because of Abraham, Lot was not destroyed. Do you hear me? Because of Abraham, Lot was not destroyed. Because if Lot was destroyed, Abraham will be disturbed. If your father is sick, you will not be happy. To maintain your happiness, your father must be preserved. To maintain your joy, your love for must be preserved. To maintain your joy, no negativity around you. Father, we thank you. As you look into your world, bless us. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you take your seat? I'm happy. I'm joyful. I'm excited. I am flabbergasted. Are you happy? Are you happy? Are we excited? The month of September is one of the best months you will ever experience. In the world, in the church. Hallelujah. I'm so happy. When I looked at the Sunday, I saw that we have only 4 Sundays in September. I was angry. I wish we have more. Hallelujah. I wish we really have more Sundays. Because some of you, I get to only see you on Sunday. So I just deposit, concentrate everything I have to share. Hallelujah. But I believe you'll be blessed. God's word is real. The Bible is real.
The Bible, Sunday's attendance, you know, the way every mechanic takes his car to machine for servicing. Is that correct? You change the engine oil, you check the brake, you change, and then when the car is leaving the machine, the mechanic shop, you know you are riding a different car from the one that came in. You know, that's why we call it Sunday service. We service our lives. Are we together? Service any area, any problem that came through the week. Any challenge, we'll service it. And when you leave on Monday, you will be looking for the devil that was around on Saturday. Where are you? Come to the office on Monday. If you are devilish enough, come on Monday. Do you understand? And the word of God is transforming us. The more we apply it, we see the result. Hearing the word of God alone will not change our lives. All together? But it's important we hear it. Praise God. Now, the month of September is our month of knowledge and revelation. Knowledge and revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4 verse 18. The topic this morning is the deliverance power of knowledge. Say with me, the deliverance power of knowledge. The deliverance power of knowledge. The deliverance power of knowledge. One more time, the deliverance power of knowledge. Luke chapter 4 verse 18. All of us believe deliverance is fire. Take it, you fall, then you begin to roll. And then you begin to cough, you begin to vomit. That's true? That is the only way. When you have problem, you say, I'm looking for a particular child. I'm looking for to be delivered. Say, I need to take you to this particular place for deliverance. Because that we believe that until prayer is prayed for you and you fall down and then you roll. And then they say, yeah, now you are free. I command you to God, get out! Then the demons say, after you roll, and then you calm down, then the demon is out. You believe that's the only way to be delivered. Hallelujah. Erroneously, most Christians think that is the way to be delivered. But we want to be reading the rest scripture today. I want to tell you the deliverance power of knowledge. Let's read that scripture. Now, this is Jesus speaking. If your Bible is in red, this place will be in red. Can we read it all together? 1, 2, 3, go. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jotham Bobai Adams. Amen. Because He has anointed me to what? Preach the gospel to the poor. That means if you are poor, it's not poverty alleviation program that will solve your poverty. It's not teaching you how to make soap and teaching you how to sew clothes and buying sewing machine. You know, that's the poverty alleviation program in Nigeria that will solve your poverty. What will solve your poverty is what? The preaching of the word of God. But many people don't respect the word of God because church, can everything be church. But the Bible says the way to solve your poverty is by what? Preaching. Do you believe that at all? To preach the gospel to what? He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. That means that's why many women like coming to church. Because their husband is problem at home. The only way they have rest of mind is the church. That's why we find women most of the time in church. You find rest. Many people don't understand why people flock in millions to a man of God's service. Because when you go there, your problem, don't be in that atmosphere, you find rest. Your broken hearted, your heart is restored. Altogether, there are things that psychological counseling cannot solve. Only the presence of God. If your heart has really been broken, when somebody is talking, you say you don't understand. Because the person will not even understand. Only the presence of God and a certain atmosphere can solve it. Hallelujah. So He has sent me to heal the broken hearted. Now, let's read the last chapter. To what? To what? Preach deliverance. This is not written to what? To preach deliverance. To what? Preach. Did you see that word? To preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Every man of God knows that. We like, if you are a man of God here, do you like it when you pray for people and they fall down? Who doesn't like it here? Take it! And the people, all of you line up! And 30 people are on the floor. This man of God is powerful. You come for the next service. But then nobody felt that. Said, no, this man of God is not powerful. No matter the word of God that was preached. Because we believe that the power is in falling down and rising up. Is that not true? But we, every genuine man of God, knows. But we will not tell you because we enjoy that show of power. We enjoy you falling down and rising up again. Come tomorrow, you fall down, you rise up again. It makes us look powerful. But every genuine man of God knows that that person will not be delivered unless the knowledge is changed. You will fall and rise, fall and rise, fall and rise until your mind is renewed. You know, remember when I was in campus much younger, we liked it. After a while, I just noticed that the people that fell down last Monday are the ones that are falling next Monday. They are the ones that will fall next Monday. They were the ones that keep falling. Say, something is wrong somewhere. You understand me? I didn't know what I know now. If I knew better, I would have thought better. But then I now know better that it's by knowledge. Are we together? Now, to preach deliverance. Deliverance is what really, the word of God, the preaching of the word of God is what really brings deliverance. Even though you become a captive and a servant to your slave, you will fall down, you at the gate, the demon will say, welcome, and they will join you and we continue. How together? But the word of God is what will really bring deliverance to you. John chapter 8, verse 32. John 8, 32. These are now opening text. John 8, 32. Deliverance, power of knowledge. John 8, 32. And let's read it together. 1, 2, 3, go. And ye shall know the truth. You will know the truth. And the truth shall what? King James, old King James used make you free. Some use set you free. All together. That means what truly makes you free is the knowledge of the truth. If you don't know it, you are not free. Do you understand that? And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So true deliverance comes by knowledge and by information. And then the last opening text is Ecclesiastes 10, verse 15. I'm saying to preach deliverance to the captive, you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 15. Hallelujah. The Bible says, the labor. Now we have preached hard work, we have preached character, we have preached a lot of things. But the Bible says, the labor of the foolish. One of these days we'll look at foolishness in this month. Hallelujah. The labor of the foolish wearied them. Wake up in the morning, you work hard. If you are in Lagos, work up 4 a.m. I remember I saw the post of one of us in the WhatsApp status. He missed the early wakings of Lagos. Waking 4 a.m., 5 a.m. Traffic 3 hours. Come back night time 3 hours. 9 hours of your day on traffic. Hallelujah. See, he missed it. I say, oh my God. I love my life in Lekoja. Do you like it? Do you like your life in Lekoja? The labor of the foolish wearied every one of them. Just because he doesn't know. He knoweth not how to go to the city. But not knowing the way, he can go round about. If you don't know the shortcut to my house, you can go a cycle and you still miss it. That's true. Now, if I give you fish or I give you money, I've never solved your poverty problem because you'll still come back to me until I teach you how to make money. Then I've really helped you. Is that not true? If I give you fish and I've not taught you how to fish, you'll become a slave to me because you'll still come back. That fish will finish. That is why it is statistically proven that everybody that have won lottery, not everybody really, but let's say 1% or 99% of people that have won lottery, all of them ended up poor. Are you aware of that? Yes, because lottery will not make you rich. You don't know how you got it. You will not know how to keep it. You will lose it. That is why Yahoo boys don't really make it in life. No matter the billions they make, they still lose it. How do you get that? Because they don't know the way to generate another one, the way to maintain this one, and the way to improve on it. So this month is our month of knowledge. And I know you are excited to be taught. And the word of God is available to help us. And I believe we'll be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, knowledge means awareness of a particular fact or situation. You are aware. You know if you are informed, you are aware of a particular fact or information. Don't forget our topic is the deliverance power of knowledge. Knowledge means awareness. You are aware of a particular fact or a situation. Now, if you are aware that there are angels in this sanctuary, your attitude will be different. Do you know that? If you are aware, as I say, you are blessed. There is a force to confirm my word. Because the Bible says he confirmed the word of his servant. Your amen will be different. Is it true? Just the knowledge of the fact that the anointing of God can change your life, your attitude toward it will be different. So to know something means to be aware of a fact or a particular situation. And another definition is means familiarity or understanding of a skill. To have knowledge means to have a familiar knowledge and an understanding of any skill. Hallelujah. Now, knowledge is very, very important. Now, there are some general Bible facts about knowledge I want to share with us. And I want your heart to be open. Now, we have a lot of things to cover. So, the texts that we can have on screen, we'll read them. But those that we cannot have on screen, I will quote them and then we'll continue. So, let's be fast. Praise God. The first thing I want you to understand is, no matter the question you have in life, no matter the question you have in life, the answer is in a book or in the book. No matter the question you have in life, the answer to it is in the Bible or is in a book. Do you hear that? Is that not powerful? No matter the question, why am I like this? Why is my shoe like this? Why is my trouser like this? The answer to every question is in the Bible or is in a book somewhere. All you need to do is to find it and know the solution. Are we together? The Bible speaking in Revelation 22 from verse 18 to 19 says, you should not add anything to the Bible or reduce anything from it in verse 19. For everything is in the Bible is complete. Do you understand that? Everything, the Bible says, don't even add anything from Matthew to Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation. Don't add one line. And don't remove, because everything is complete. Come together. In John chapter 5 verse 39, the Bible says, search the scripture, but in them you think you will have life. But they are dead that testify of me. That, you know, what that means is many people take the other side, actually. So like when you go to a hotel, they give you a menu. Is that correct? I've not been in a hotel where they give me money. All the ones I've been are the ones you know what you eat. But they start that hotel when you go, they give you a menu. Is that true? The menu is not the food, but the menu contains the chart to your food. Is that true? Like people that are going for Google Ultimate Search, who was born that time? Okay. They give them a map. The map doesn't contain the treasure, but the map contains where you can find the treasure. The word of God, this logos that we have, contain the power. So as you search it, you will find the answers to your problems. When you search it, are we together? So every question in your mind right now is in the Bible. When you search it, you find it. Are we together? Number two. The presence or the acquisition of knowledge and information is the end of any yoke in that area, or in the end of any yoke in your life. The presence of knowledge or the acquisition of knowledge marks the end of any yoke in your life or in that area. John chapter 1 verse 5, the Bible says, the entrance of your world, no, the light shineth in darkness. And what? And darkness comprehended it not. The light shineth, and the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. Psalms 119 verse 130. It says, the entrance of your words given what? Light and understanding. The day you know that Donald Trump is your cousin, that knowledge that delivered you from poverty, you can go to the woman that was only in the shop and say, how much is your money? Don't talk to me like that. Because you are sure your poverty is deleted. Control, shift, delete. Permanently. That's not true. The day knowledge enters your mind, that yoke in that area is broken. Darkness signifies ignorance, lack of information, light coming in. Permanently you are free. Nobody can come and arrest that your name is not Mint or your name is not David. Is that not true? I say, later I come to you and say, your name is Kaide. Say, no, your name is okay. Your name is, and I'm arguing with you. You look me, you leave me like a fool. Because you know that you know that you know that you know that your name is David. The day you know that Christ has healed you and you really know is the end of sickness in your life. Are we together? So the day life, entrance of life in any area of life is the end of that circumstance. Number three, very, very important. Knowledge cannot be imparted by laying on of hands. It must be acquired, and the acquisition of knowledge is hard and expensive. Knowledge cannot be imparted by what? Laying on of hands. It must be what? Acquired, and the acquisition is what? Hard and expensive. Is that not true? Means, if I lay my hands on you, I say, the book I just finished reading, Model Marriage. Enter your head. Kulara mala gabaya gadashata. Pate kapa. Do I shake or shook you, shake you? Night vigil on your head. The book will never enter. I can impart grace another dimension, but that book will never enter his head. Is it true? Is it true? He must have the discipline to sit down, open the book by himself, read it. No matter how wealthy your father is, he can pay for your school fees, pay for poor, he cannot write your exam for you, you have to write it. Is that not true?
Yes, sir.
So, the Bible speaking in Proverbs 23, verse 23, he says, buy the truth. Buy, B-U-Y. Buy the truth and what? Sell it not. Isn't that very interesting? Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. So, for many people that are not buying books, we know your problem. Buy the books. Buy the Bible. Many people that are not buying Bible. There are many people that are 30 have never bought one Bible in their life. Hope you know that. All the ones they have is the one they gave their father, one sent forth. And then they, by the way, let me like this Bible, I carry it. There are many people that don't have, that have never bought the Bible by themselves. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Many. But we can buy the truth, buy it. Carry your heart and money and buy a book. Buy a book, buy knowledge. Carry your money and buy a tape, buy a message. When there is a seminar, pay for it. When you want to learn a skill, pay for that knowledge. Are we together? Many people like a wolf, want free things. And those things are not really things of substance. That is why I don't borrow anybody my book. Because most time when I buy my books, it's usually with my last money. I go see a book. And the last, when I buy books, most time I trek or I stay hungry for a while. And then when you give somebody your book, because the person doesn't know what it costs you. See them folding your book like this. Somebody bend your book and put it in a pocket. The book you bought and read in one sitting because of the value of it. Somebody can, have you read my book? I've not read it. 3 months, you have not read it. Doesn't know the value because he has never bought it. Because if he bought it, if he bought it with his money, his attitude towards it will be different. Two of us. When you learn to buy, carry your water, you know the value is different. Your father will give you 10,000 naira as allowance, pocket money. Say, this money is small. But when you started working and they gave you 10,000 naira as your salary, the one you treat, the one your father gave you, and the one you end will be different. True? Is it true? Yes. So learn to buy the truth. Buy books. Buy messages. Buy it. Because it can never be imparted. Number four. Blind minds are worse than blind eyes. Did you hear that? Blind mind. Mind. M-I-N-D-S. Worse, exponential 37. Worse than blind eyes. That was the Bible beginning, Ephesians 1 verse 18, that the eyes of our understanding might be what? Enlightened. You may be quickened. Hallelujah. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his glory and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. John chapter 12 verse 14, Bible begins, people that have eyes do not see, their eyes, their hearts are hardened. There are many blind people in Nigeria. What they make, some people that have eyes will never make it till they die. True, yes. All of us, there are musicians, how many of you know Cobb Harms? Cannot see the keyboard. Was watching one of his, was one of the adverts, he was dancing, he can't see the keyboard. But what he can play, some Amy Keys cannot play. You know what is Amy Keys? People that play keyboard, they call themselves keys. People that play string, call themselves strings. People that play drum, call themselves drums. Benga sticks. Benga sticks. Hallelujah. One Cobham can play on the keyboard. He can play 8 diminished. You know what 8 diminished only means? We know, or anybody that play keyboard. That is advanced level with his blindness. He has produced global heat for people that can see. So see, it's not a blind mind is thicker than blind eyes. Actually, our eyes are windows. That's why somebody can have eyes but you cannot see. We really see from our heart. That's why somebody can, you can be seeing, you can be looking at somebody but you're not seeing him. Has it ever happened to you? You saw me now, but you didn't really see the person because you don't see with these physical, optical nerves and eyes. We see with their mind. So blind mind, that is ignorant mind. Next week, please, don't be around next Sunday. All together, we look at something as a continuum, very, very powerful. Blind minds are more deadly than blind eyes. Believe it. And decide that your mind will not be blind. All together? Number 5, I want you to know that. The more refined, the more knowledgeable you get, the more valuable you become. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 25 to 26. The more what? Refined. The more knowledgeable you get, the more valuable you become. Ephesians 5, 25 to 26. Bible says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The more you are washed, the better you become. That's not true. The more you are washed, the better you become. In Judges chapter 11 from verse 1 to 10 is the story of Jephthah. His mother was a prostitute and gave birth to his father. As he was giving birth, the brothers threw him away. Are we together? Then he went to a land of top and trained himself. Became a leader of vagabonds, useless people, and he became an army. When they were in trouble, they looked for him. The same person they sent away. Well, because he's now valuable. Are we together? He's now valuable. Now, you know that the more refined crude oil gets, the better it becomes. Crude oil in its natural state is not valuable until what? It is refined. Is it true? Come on, is it true? Gold is not valuable when you pick it from the ground. Until it is what? Until it is what? Refined. So you see that the more knowledgeable you get, the more transformed you become, the more valuable you become. Do you get that? Say with me, the more knowledgeable, refined I get, the more valuable I become. You and you might know that a professor cannot be rated as an undergraduate. They can't. You and I know that a doctor cannot be rated like a secondary school student. Their value is like heaven and hell. So see, the more skillful you become in any area, the more valuable you become. The more you improve yourself, no more. Your value is increasing. Are we together? Are we together? You know that people can pay 5 million naira for a 5-minute consultation. Do you know that? Is it true? Can knock on your door. What is my problem? Sit down. What is the symptoms? I feel pain in my middle fifth rib of my esophagus or of your rib cage. And then the conductor says, everyone goggle. If, as a matter of fact, consultant, before you meet them, your money must have been paid. And a 5-minute consultation is 5 million naira. The pastor of Revival House Church is a medical doctor. He was sharing testimony one time. Said that somebody was having a mental case problem. And then he came to me and said that, I don't know, I don't have a solution, but there's a consultant, he just come to the city. This is his bill, 500K. Where will I get that kind of money? He said, well, go with your madness. Yes. He had to go and look for the money, deposit it first. When he met a consultant, why are your problems? Oh, you go and do this, go and do this, go and do this. Less than 5 minutes, 500K. Yes. The more refined you get, the more valuable you become. You must know that. That is why you must go for more information. More. Are we together? Yes. Alright, number 7. Anytime, any day. Number 6, sorry. Anytime, any day, anywhere. Did you hear what I said? Anytime, any day, anywhere. Knowledge is rated higher than physical strength. Any time, any day, anywhere. We are looking at the deliverance power of knowledge. Are you together? Deliverance power of knowledge. Anytime, any day, anywhere. Knowledge is rated higher than what? Physical strength. In Ecclesiastes 9 verse 11, the Bible says, the race is not to the swift. It's not because you can run very fast, that's why you will win the race. No. Are you together? In 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 9, the Bible says, by strength, shall no man what? Prevail. Oh my, wrestlers have six packs and big body muscles. They can lift a car, lift a trailer. But when you want to choose leaders, there is no leader in the world that have six packs. Do you know any president of the world that has six packs? Think. Donald Trump, does he have six packs? Putin, does he have six packs? No. The look of people that have brain, mind, reasoning, logic. No six pack. You know, I was with my fiance one day, I asked a numerous question. I say, choose between a half six pack and a half six cars. They want a business with six pack. They six cars. Yes. Because anywhere, anytime, any day, no leg is rated higher than physical strength. People can enjoy the physical body, but when they're looking for something serious, they look for somebody that have mind. CEOs, leaders, managers, they work with the mind. See Bill Gates. I don't like visiting him now because of what he's doing. See top people in the world, people that have knowledge, praise God. People of the mind, people of hyper creativity. No six-pack. Nobody. Six-pack will watch. We enjoy you boxing yourself and blood coming out. We enjoy you breaking your bones. We use them for entertainment. But when you're looking for something serious, that's why you must build your mental capacity higher than your... See people that are heavy, they're very tiny. See those upon the nature. Tiny. But it's worth. So anytime, anywhere, any day, people will choose brain than physical strength. It is proven that in physical fight combat, how many of you watch Lee Fearless? One tiny Chinese man, one big giant American fighter. Yes, to tell you that fighting is not actually by big body, by tactics and the mind. Very, very small guy. Who was that movie here? All of you don't watch movies. Yes, Fearless. That guy, big, you could not believe it. Injected him with a chemical that will not feel pain. That Chinese tiny guy, you know Chinese, all of them are very petite. Beat that guy to almost stupor. He was almost dead. He saved him from dying by beating. But then, even by physical fight, how many of you, there was a time I saw one guy when I was in JS2. I thought I could beat him. I slapped out, I gave the best slap. My God. The stories I know that you want to get out. Praise God. That night I went to prep covering one of my eyes. When they asked me what happened, I said, a bee stung me. And it's not by look, hallelujah. I learned that day by experience. So any day, anytime, anywhere, mental strength or knowledge is rated higher than physical strength. Do you get that? And then finally, when an empty head is impacted, or when hands are laid upon empty head, nothing will come out of it. Do you hear what I said? This, are you with us? Alright. When you lay hands, you call somebody and you lay empty head upon the person. Nothing will come out. So before you lay your hands on somebody, check the head. Whether there is something inside. Are you hearing me? So that people will not frustrate you and think you are not anointed. You will lay hands on empty head. Pastor Prophet Kenneth E. Agin always say that lay empty hands on empty head. Once the head is empty, no matter the laying of the hands, nothing will come outside. Because it's useless. Lay hands, go and work, let your relationship work, lay hands on the sister. When all that is on her head is Telemundo and Yoruba movies, her relationship will not work. It will not work. Also know that when you are with a guy, that's the way you talk to him, that's the way, because that is what she watches in Yoruba, Telemundo and India, Australian movies. All is on her head. She doesn't know about decorum, courtesy, self-control, respect. She doesn't know those things. Lay hands, she will be having series of broken relationships. One of the person teaching us recently taught us that when you buy a brand new car and then there are two people, one, you have 2 hours for a journey. A brand new car, two people are there and in 2 hours we'll be traveling. One of it, you gave him the car, he has never driven before. Go and learn driving for 1 hour, 50 minutes. And come and I'll pray on you. In the name of Jesus, go and return. You are preserved. Then the other guy didn't go to learn how to drive. I was praying for 2 hours. Shala e paraka, this car will work. I will go and return. Both of them have never driven. And the two of them, whose car will you enter? Whose car will you enter? You enter the first one, right? Why? At least he has learned how to hold the steering. He has no one is gear. That one doesn't know what is gear, first of all. When it's about to match brake, you'll be massing an accelerator. Yes! Because he's not knowledgeable. What means is plain is not by impartation. Impartation can make it sharper and make it very explicit. He disciplined himself to learn it. Is that true? Yes. Discipline to learn it. So when empty at all, be careful when you lay hands. Check whether there is something actually on the head. Because laying hands on empty head will have no result. Are we together? Laying hands on empty head. Not to come. So what are the benefits of knowledge? What is the benefit of knowledge? Are you getting blessed at all? Number one is your level of knowledge defines your ranking. Spiritually and physically. Proverbs 24 verse 5. Your level of knowledge defines your ranking in the realm of the spirit and in the physical. Are we together? Your level of knowledge defines your ranking. Bible speaking, a wise man is strong. Yeah, a man of knowledge increases strength. Are we together? The more you know, the more you are promoted. The more you know, the more you are promoted. The more you know, the more you are promoted. True of us. The more you know, the more you are promoted. It's only in Nigeria that the minister can be an undergraduate while professors are working under him. That is only the country you have, your country. Praise God. We are the president. Okay. Praise God. Proverbs 24. Let me not go there. Proverbs 24 verse 5. It's only in this country it can happen. But it doesn't happen in an ideal case. The more knowledgeable rules, the more spiritually in tune people are ahead of the game spiritually. When they know how demons operate, you know the way demons can deceive you. You know the more demons, you are ahead of the game. Bible begin in Hebrews chapter 5 verse 12. Say, by the time that you ought to be teachers, you need people to teach you what? Meal, basic things. You are still babies. Some people are still babies. Why? Because they have refused to grow in knowledge. And the Bible says there are foundational things. Laying on of our hands, speaking in tongues, giving, sacrifices. There are some foundational things. When you meet a baby, say, she will pay tight. That is a baby. Adult a napkin with feeding bottle. You hear what I said? An adult, every time you pay tight, all the pastors, look at them, they are buying private jet. That is an adult in napkin with feeding bottle. Nya, 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 nya. By now you're made a casting out demons. When you see a demon, you run. Real situation, you run away. It's only when you have 200 MB in your data, you can say anything online. But when you give you the mic, hey, come and teach on Holy Ghost baptism. You don't even know where it is in the Bible. Whether it's in the middle or the... When we Old Testament or New Testament, you don't even know. I shared a story when I was somebody, he opened the book of John, the person was struggling around Psalms. I said, Jesus Christ. You remember the story? Okay. I just advised myself, brother, where should we start from? So your knowledge defines your ranking. I can never promote somebody. Somebody that knows more will never be ahead. If not, there will always be rebellion. There will always be rebellion. Because at my level, I know that -2 - 2 is not equal to -4. Let's say by my little level of engineering. And then my leader is a secondary school student or a primary school student. When you say 2 - 4, you say it cannot. Is that not true? When you have a primary school student, 2 - 4, what will he say? It cannot. It's impossible. A secondary school student will say -2. But in engineering, we know that you can extrapolate more. 2 or more, prof. You can do that. Is that correct? And at my level, undergraduate level, I know something like that. When you have a PhD in quantum mathematics or medicine, my level of answer will be lower. You will say my even answer is wrong. When you have a professor, he can derive a bunch of equations from it. So you cannot rank us together. The more you know, the more your ranking increases. You must know it. Are we together? Number 2 benefit is knowledge is the real and authentic way to generate and sustain wealth. Knowledge is the real and most authentic way to generate and sustain wealth. In Proverbs 8 verse 10. And then let's put Proverbs 24 from verse 3 to 4. After that, you can read Proverbs, put Proverbs 8 verse 10. Proverbs 24 from verse 3 to 4. The Bible says, true wisdom. How do you get that? True wisdom is an heart builded. And by understanding, it is what? Established. Verse 4 now. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant what? Riches. Proverbs 8 verse 10. Now, when you make money by ritual altogether, you don't know how the money comes. That is why you can easily lose it in 1 year. Because a demon actually brought the money to you. It's only in Nigeria. How did you make your money? It's God. How did you have $5 billion in your account? God did it for me. It's not true. They can't explain how they make the money. They can't. Hallelujah. They cannot explain how they make. But when I was in America, how did you make money? I made it in. You are free in Jesus' name. In America, how do you make your $1 billion? They can tell you the nitty gritty. Is that not true? They can tell you. The authentic way to generate, receive my instruction and not silver. And knowledge rather than choice gold. Proverbs 8 verse 10. The real way to know how to generate money and to sustain authentic wealth is knowledge. Because if you know how you got it, you will know how to keep it. And you will know how to increase it. Isn't that true? Many people that inherited wealth, that are morons, ignorant people, lose their wealth. Well, they don't know how it was made. They don't know how to sustain it. That's why it is better to marry somebody and grow with the person than to marry somebody that has money. That is true for sisters. You must learn it. Because what he may be having is a car his father gave him, or the job that he didn't know how he got the employment. All they did was a call and they got the job. If he lose that one, the way to get another one is not in his head. See what I'm talking about? If you lose that car, that may be the only car you may enter for the rest of your life. He doesn't know how to buy another one. I have a lot of people around me when I hear about their family stories. Once in a while, their dad was a multi-millionaire till he lost his job. And for almost 30 years later, they could not hit back close to where it was perpetual state. That it will tell you that knowledge was missing somewhere. Because if he knew how he rose to that level, he can rise again. If he knew how he got that level of wealth, can you get water for her? If you know how he got that level of wealth, he can get it again. Is that true? Come on, is that true? So knowledge is the most authentic way to generate and sustain wealth. So go for knowledge at all expense in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, benefit of knowledge. Number three, creativity, productivity, and profit is generated with knowledge. Creativity, productivity, and profit is generated with knowledge. Proverbs 8 verse 12. Proverbs 8 verse 12. The more knowledgeable you get, the more creative you become. Hallelujah. The more knowledgeable you become, the more productive you become. The more knowledgeable you become, the more profit you'll be able to make. The Bible says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of what? Witty inventions. When somebody is dim-witted, that means the person is dull. Is that not true? When somebody has good wit, that means the person is intelligent. You will be more creative and more productive and have more profit the more knowledgeable you become. Is that true? The more creative you become, more creative and more productive you become. Now, a tailor that is an undergraduate and a tailor that is a secondary school tailor, an undergraduate tailor, all things being equal, will not have the same results. Hope you know that. Do you know that? Very, very true. I have one good guy, the guy is excellent, always on time. But he cannot say what I want. Just because of his level of education. So when I have something serious, I know where to go. You'll be more creative because your mind, that, you know, that is why people, that is why anybody that say, it's not by school, run away from that person. No? Run away. Because school doesn't only teach you the Y, the X. Doesn't teach you management and boss. School expands your mind. I did latitude and longitude. I never use it. I don't even know what is it. You know how to apply it. I don't know. That's not true. You solve an equation for a month. Things you will never use. Nobody, how does that iteration apply to my life? How does chemical kinetics? It doesn't apply in any way, literally. But what it does to me, or what it did to me, is expanded my mind. It expanded my reasoning. When I'm reading the Bible, I'm different from a secondary school student. I think further. Are we understand now? I know that one thing can have 35 applications. When you have somebody you are employed, let's say you have an undergraduate working for you as a houseboy or a house girl, and you say, I want you to wake up in the house, clean the house by 4 a.m. He will understand that this is ethics of work. But somebody that doesn't go to school and say, this one wants to kill me, is a witch. Or which I'm sweeping the house, because he's thinking about village people. So this is why you'll be more creative the more you know. That's why you must be trained perpetually. Go for training again and again. Improve your skill, sharpen your skill. Your creativity increases. Your productivity increases. How together? Now number one, number four. There is the deliverance power of preservation available in knowledge. In Proverbs 11 verse 9, I knew this scripture when I was in school, and it really changed my life. Proverbs 11 verse 9. There is a deliverance power available in knowledge. The Bible says, an hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor. Now the next statement, let's read together. But bet through what?
Knowledge.
Shall the just. That means righteousness alone will not deliver you. Did you get that? Through knowledge that the just be delivered. You will be saved and free from a lot of troubles if you only know better. Is that not true? If you only know better. You will be delivered from a lot of troubles. The Bible says when you are looking for trouble, there are some troubles, there are some fight. So when you see a lion running away from a fight, it's not because he's afraid. He's going to rest and return and come back again. Is that not true? So there are some fights you will avoid, even if you can beat the person. Hope you know that. There's some argument you'll not even put yourself, even if you know you can win. So knowledge will make you live longer. There are many things you will never do if you know better. You know, sometimes I meet some people and I actually wish I knew them better. And I also wish I had a chance of knowing them better and then teaching them a lot of things. But what they are doing is a sign of ignorance and they could have avoided it. Praise God. Yes. So knowledge will deliver you. Many young girls suffering from abuse in their marriages. When you trace back to their relationship days, you can trace where it started from. When you have a young guy asking you out, you're the one calling, you don't call me, shouting on you, may have abused you, have taken you for granted, insulted your father, insulted your mother before everybody, but always around them you pretend. All manner of red flags. I love him, his name is I love him, and you marry him. When it will show in the future, do you understand that? It will show. Hallelujah. So certain knowledge will save you. I was in the testimony of a young lady last week. She was saying that the guy that wanted to marry her paid the dowry. She has already bought a shoebi, ready for distribution. Everything was set for the wedding. But her peace has gone. When she discovered that he drinks, he smokes, and then he has invited her for a party. I said, why are you like this? Her peace left. She says, call her father. Return the money to him. Are you mad? You must marry him. She said, I'm not marrying him more. Return his money. The guy thought she was joking. That was how the money was. She refused to marry him. At that level of length. And then she married one pastor that was a prayer point. And now she's the happiest person on the world. Now think about it. And then you say, oh, people say, let me do it for my father. Let me do it now. And then she will be in pepper. Frying pan. Fire. Allah, every time. Every morning. Change of temperature. Agitation. Because he has paid dowry. Return the money. She has bought Ashobi. What is Ashobi? What is Ashobi? You people wear the clothes and leave. After wedding day, by 4 p.m., they have gone. That was true. By 4 p.m., you and your lot continue. What is Ashobi? People should know better. Knowledge will save you from a whole lot of things, preserve from a whole lot of trouble. How together? So I think that when you know about human beings, when you see you are getting into a business with somebody that is shady, when you see somebody do X, Y, Z, this person is not somebody to go into business with him. But just inform me that when you see somebody that is like this, when you see somebody on Friday we talked about signs of integrity, when you see somebody like this, 1, 2, 3, this person doesn't have integrity, you avoid him. I know people that kill their business partners after the profit comes. But the people may have thought they have seen it in a particular sign or the other. Apostle Joshua Selman was saying, a woman came and complained that her driver was stealing her money. Apostle Suleiman said, fire him. She didn't fire him. I read the news. She was killed and put in a fridge by the same driver. Yes. Another man said he discovered that his secretary was stealing from him. Apostle Suleiman said, fire him. He said, as a Christian, let him be paying small. Let him be paying small. That same person killed him. He would have been alive today if you just learn wisdom. There is weakness of character. Do you understand what I mean? When somebody has a character and then the person exposes him, say, that is a weakness. I'm helping me. But if you ever discover somebody cheated on you, you are the one that discovered. That is not a weakness. If it's a weakness, you come out and confess. Do you understand what I'm saying? If that is not a, that is in, because to cheat somebody is, can never be by mistake. You cover up the messages, cover up the calls, cover up the meetings, cover up all of, that is not a mistake. He will repeat it. Cheating is a habit, is a character. They cannot be there like he goes. They cannot condemn themselves. You run away from the person, no matter his tongues, until he has genuinely or she has genuinely changed. And then you confirm. Confirm again. Confirm. In the mouth of 37 witnesses, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. So that we preserve from a lot of troubles in life. Should be laughing now. Alright. Number 5. Benefit of wisdom. Wise decisions and engagement are guaranteed. The more you know. Wise decision. Proverbs 17 verse 27. Proverbs 13 verse 16. Acts 24:22, James chapter 3 verse 13, and then Matthew 6:3, Proverbs 13:16, Proverbs 17, verse 27, and then Acts 24, verse 22, and then James 3:13. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth upon his folly. Are we together? Now, Proverbs 17, verse 27. Now, the wiser you get, you deal with people with knowledge. Are we together? Are we together? When you know people's temperament, you relate with them with the basis of that understanding. Is that not true? When I know you are a melancholic, when I'm around you, I'll be more careful about you. Because I know you are keen to every detail. If I wink my eye like this, you can mean it to something else. Yes, that's the way they are. When I deal like they can mean it to something else. You know, I was with somebody, the person is a strong melancholy, and what is happening? The text? Is the text? The fifth point. I say wise decisions and engagement are guaranteed with knowledge. The more you know, the more better decisions you will make. That's the meaning. Is that what, did you get that? You'll be able to make wiser decision. He that have knowledge spareth his words. Is that not true? He that have knowledge what? Spareth his words. And a man of understanding of an excellent spirit. The more you know, the less you say to people. Have you met with somebody that can know everything about his family in 30 minutes? Can tell you everything about the family in 30 minutes. Nothing left imagination. But the more you know, the more you keep secret. Because you know that people, especially ladies, I was with one lady. Recently, she was telling me that she doesn't give female friends at all. There was one that she told her a secret. And when they have Aluta, she told everybody a secret. From that day, personal non grata to all females. Only one or two ladies are our friends. There's somebody you may tell your secret in good terms. May reveal it tomorrow. Is that not true? A wise man spared his word. Learn how to spare your words. When you're in a good mood, after taking one chill malt, you are in a happy mood. You begin to vibrate and begin to vent everything. And by my father is like this, my mother is like this. You're somebody has never met your father. You told your friend about your father. So when they came to your house, when they see your father, they are seeing with their eye of what you told them. You know that? I've seen them with the eye of what you told them. But if you have said the same man you told him, my father is the best father in the world. In fact, if my father was your father, you would have been better than this. When they meet your father, even if your father is a strong alcoholic, that is why when people are in a relationship, they learn to keep your relationship secret to yourself. When you have a misunderstanding, don't discuss it with a third party, because you will forgive the person because of love. And you will even forget the person has ever done it. But the people you told will never forgive, will never forget about it, especially your family members. They will remember it for life. But you have forgotten how love has covered it, because love always covers multitudes of hurt. Of sin, thank you very much. But the people you told will never forget it. Learn to keep secrets. Learn to keep your word. Our God is a God of secrets. We'll look at mysteries this month. Altogether, there's no point. Learn to spare your word. You'll be able to make wiser decisions with more money, with more knowledge. Are we together? Number six benefit. Knowledge paves way for acceptable service before God. Knowledge what? Paves way for acceptable service before God. Romans chapter 10 from verse 1 to 2. Romans, knowledge will pave way for acceptable service before God. The Bible says, my brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have what? A will of God, but not according to knowledge. Are we together? The zeal is there, but the zeal is not according to knowledge. So it will cancel out what they are doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was discussing with Minister Paul this week. He was telling me about what something a music artist did that got him very, very angry. So that this is a sign of ignorance. That the person didn't know what the body was doing. And it's actually true. Hallelujah. There is zeal, but it is out of ignorance. Out of ignorance. You will never be able to serve properly. How do you get that? Be able to serve properly. not that you make it to able to serve God properly. Just like I will not pay my tithe, but I will give my, like when I'm coming to the way and I see a poor man by the road, I will give him my tithe instead of taking the, those pastors that are eating our money. You have zeal for the poor, it's true. You have zeal for philanthropy. You love the poor. You help people to suffer. You love widows and orphans. So I rather that you are a compound advanced food. That's what we call mumu. Because you have zeal, but that zeal is not according to knowledge. That 10% is meant for the church. Is that not true? It's meant for the church. That is the way it is. Hallelujah. See, the anointing of God has taken you, and then you do everything you want. When it's time, when people are praying, that's when you are worshiping. I love to worship. You know me, worship activates me. So when people are doing intercessory prayer, you are worshiping. When people are worshiping, you are praying. I was caught up in the Holy Ghost, shapalaka. You go on your knees. That is foolishness. This is what we call corporate service. Is that not true? There's something I hear that when people are worshiping, somebody else is praying. It is wrong. There is no anointing that takes. The Bible says God is not an author of confusion. You cannot fool us and say, you know, it's not the Holy Spirit. This is what I'm talking about. When everybody is worshiping, worship. When they are praying, don't be singing songs and be chanting. No! Pray! Bible says, Paul and Silas sang and what? You know what the Bible says? They sang and after they sang, they prayed. Or they prayed. When Paul was praying, Silas was not singing. Two of them prayed. When they finished praying, there is time to pray. And there is time to sing. When it's time to pray, pray. Don't be worshipping. Pray. When it's time to sing, sing. Don't be praying. Hallelujah. I was with my father to the point at one of the ministers' conference. As he was upstairs, somebody said, the Lord is here, the Lord is here. He said, keep quiet. I cannot be talking, I'm talking. God is not, I am the one sent to preach. You're not, keep quiet. The guy was he talking, he thought he was joking. Bundle him out. They took him out. God is not the author of confusion. I am preaching and there's confusion. See, if you follow demons, they can dictate the way service goes. Because as I'm preaching and somebody cannot manifest another, we will leave the preaching of the word and be attending to the person. And the devil knows what he's doing to distract us. Remember, I was in a meeting one time, and then one lady fell down, and the lady increased to the mouth. And almost 2 hours, the lady said, God is here, you're hungry, prepare yourself. I was boiling, I need more temperature. But because it wasn't my program, I was invited to preach, I cannot say anything. I just kept quiet when it was my time. When I preached my word, I left. I cannot, but it cannot happen here for what? It cannot happen here. It can't. I'm telling you. Scatter the chair, we will bundle you out. Cannot happen. Sit down and hear the word of God. On Friday, I was watching a life healing service by Pastor David Ibiomi. Was a minute one of the person was shaking. Hey, don't vibrate. Stop. Say stop. Is it wrong? No, it's correct. The power was amazing. The Bible said you are healed. He took it. He doesn't say you are brave. That's what he said. Say stop. I mean, stop. Receive your healing. Don't be shouting. Every, you will not be healed. Say the word. You can be healed now. Receive the word. Don't be vibrating. Say stop. So when there was somebody vomited, he was angry. So there are things that are just not correct. There has to be order. Are we together? Two people cannot be. The Holy Spirit is speaking here. The Holy Spirit is speaking there. The Holy Spirit is speaking there. The Holy Spirit is speaking here. But we say God is not the author of confusion. Somebody has to be a point man speaking. But the Christian says, shut up! The devil is speaking. He said, keep short. Keep quiet. Just say, keep quiet and get out of him. How to get out? So then that will make you to be able to serve better. Your service will improve. Hallelujah. When you know that when you are invited to preach somewhere, the first thing to do, no matter the anointing upon you, is to acknowledge the host. Is that not true? To greet the person, and then you go, now, I don't even care who is here, we are here to worship God. Forget about everybody. Open your Bible, the book of this. Alright. Alright. No, continue, you know. Continue. And you think, me, I honor God, only God I honor. I don't honor any man. Me, it's only God I honor. I don't respect everybody. Was it God that gave invitation? Okay, finish and let God give you transport money and give you an aerial. You honor God through men. That's not true. You honor God through men. Bible says you cannot see God whom you cannot see. You see him through men. So let us make you be able to serve better. Altogether, serve better. When you want to honor somebody you respect, don't bring money like he's a police and you're driving to bribe him. I learned it from my father in law to the point. He said, one day somebody came and was giving him money and folded like police. He said, please, that's take. Say, behave yourself. Do I look like a policeman? You say, behave yourself. Well, if you cannot put it in an envelope, I don't need the money. Let's go. There's a right way to honor. Don't just throw money as if you are bribing a man of God. Please take this, sir. I'm wasting your money. No. It's wrong. I won't get up. Am I teaching? Am I helping you at all? Or should continue? There's a way to honor. Put it in a clean envelope, not a folded, dirty envelope. Even if it's 5 naira. And honorably present it. How do you get that? And when you present it privately. Everybody is there. So I brought a seat for you in front of everybody. That it will sting his ego, and then what they're doing will not get a reward. But we say he that doeth it secretly will get a reward. You don't do it publicly like that. It's very wrong. Alright, let me continue the way you're looking at me. Number one now. Benefit of knowledge, is that correct? Alright, I don't know why I went there. Maybe God is helping somebody. Did you get something at all? Number seven, benefit of knowledge. Seventh one is multiplication of spiritual verities. Verities. 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 2 to 3. Your spiritual verities will multiply the more you know. 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 2 to 3. Hallelujah. The Bible says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Huh? Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that called us to glory and virtue. Hallelujah. So multiplication, the more you know, the more your grace multiply. How do you get that? The more you know about the healing anointing, your healing grace multiply. The more you know about worship and the potency of worship, your worship multiply. The more you know about the potency of sounds, string instrument, wind instrument, the way they operate, your power and the anointing increase. Grace and peace be multiplied, not added. Is that true? Not added what? Multiply. So the more you know, the more grace you get. The more I know about preaching, the more I hear people preach, the more you preach better. Hallelujah. Now, there are three areas in your life to develop. Now, we just close from there. There are three areas in your life to develop. Number one, you have to develop your spirit. In Colossians 3 verse 1. Three areas we need to develop is one, your spirit. We are looking at the deliverance, knowledge of power. Three areas of your life that need knowledge. Your spirit, man. Colossians chapter 3 verse 10. Don't forget in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 23, the Bible says we are spirit, soul and body. Is that correct? Colossians 3 verse 10 says, and have put on the new man, your spirit man, which is renewed, how? In knowledge, after the image of him that created him. How do you educate your spirit man? Three ways. Number one is via the meditation, studying and meditation on the word. Did you hear what I said? Meditation in the word is what educates your spirit. Educate your spirit. Educate your spirit. In Matthew chapter 4 verse 4. Matthew 4 verse 4. And don't forget Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. The Bible says, this word of the Lord shall not depart out of you, but thou shalt meditate upon it what? Day and night, that thou may observe and to keep to do what he says. And then when you do it, you will make your way ways prosperous. Now don't forget that. I'll come back with that. But he answered and said, it is written, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the God. You eat bread for your physical world, physical body, physical man. Is that true? Is that true? But your spirit man is fed by the word of God. Don't forget, I say your body needs nutrition, your mind needs knowledge, and your spirit man needs revelation. That is the word of God. So that is why somebody can have six packs physically, but it's a baby inside. Somebody can be tiny. Look at the point of nature, tiny. But look at, check, how do you think a spirit man would be like? How do you think the spirit man of Bishop Wade will be looking like? That they are the boy. How do you think a spirit man will be looking like? Gigantic. Not true. But physically, he's looking small. Because he has fed the spirit with the word, and the spirit man has grown. So the moment you meditate, I was listening to Kenneth E. Hagin this week. He said something. It's not me that said it. Don't be angry. Who did that? Who says what I'm about to say? Kenneth E. Hagin. He said that if you are broke, you deserve to be broke. He said that if you are sick, you deserve to be sick. You know why? I'm saying what he said. You're looking at me. It's not me that said it. Say why? Because the remedy to those solutions are in the word. And if you meditate and do what they say, you will see the result. That thing blew my mind. When he said it, I rewinded it. Why did he say it? I rewinded it. I rewinded it because it's knowledge. How did you get that? Yes. Hallelujah. Because when he said that, it struck me because there are some things I'm praying for. So when he's saying it, I desire to have this condition. No, no, no. He said, when you meditate on the word of God, you will make your way prosperous. Is that true? Yes. Meditate upon it. Many people don't meditate on the word of God. And I know you people are a new generation of people. Say amen. Amen. How many of us will meditate on the word of God? Develop your spirit, man. When you are fire, electricity is coming out of your mouth. How do you get that? Huh. I was telling me that I'm from the word that he said, when you are around the fallen nature, anytime you go around, people around, when you come to the crowd and shout fire, everybody in that vicinity, you must go down. You are down. Just forget you are down. Power in that English, hallelujah. The same thing you will shout. Me, I shout out, ah, fire! No, let me understand. Nothing happened. Because the way in the words are different. The light inside it, all together, the understanding is different. So meditate on the word of God. Carry one scripture, recreate, turn it upside down. The Bible says, I am the way. What is I am? Meditate, think. All together, think on the word of God. The Bible says, I remember when I had a bodily affliction. My scripture was Romans 8:29-19. Romans 8:19. If the spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, that spirit that regenerate, resuscitate, rejuvenate my mortal body. So this virus in my body is not of God. This disease in my body can be renovated. The Holy Spirit in me can kill this disease. I thought about it. That was the way Kenneth E. Hagin was healed. That was the way. That when you meditate on the word of God, you will shout. Have you ever read your Bible and you shouted? Have you ever done it before? One night, you just enter, you just shout. Ah! Like you should read the Bible, say, I can't be broke. After reading his Bible, a light entered him. I can't be poor. I can't be broke. And today, poverty doesn't know his address. His children to the 39th generation, if they taste poverty, it's because they wanted to. He said he's dangerously rich. Dangerously. Second richest preacher in the whole world. Do you know what they're talking about? And anybody that is angry for nothing. Eh? Anybody that's angry about his riches, angry for nothing. Because you can do nothing about it. As you are angry, somebody was knocking on the surface, we bless you. As you are angry, as you are talking, somebody is bringing 200 million to bless him. As you are angry, as in your anger. For these people, they have known it has entered their spirit. And I believe I will also prosper. I will never be broke in my life. I will never be broke. No, I will never be broke. I'm not thinking about the car I will drive. I'm thinking about the car I will give out. I'm not thinking about the house I will live in. I cannot be thinking of building 2 bedrooms. Or you're thinking you have a picture I'm building it. It's my dream house. That's not my dream. I'm thinking of houses I will build for people. It will happen. I'm not thinking of the car I will drive. What is car? Thinking of cars I will give people. What furnaces I will build. What is real wealth? Okay, so develop this by meditation. Number 2 is by consistent word practice. James 1:22-23. The more you consistently practice the word, your spirit man will develop. And then number three, consistent praying in the Holy Ghost. Consistent praying in the Holy Ghost. Number one is meditation on the word. Number two is consistent word practice. Number three, consistent praying in the Holy Ghost. Jude 20. 1 Corinthians 14, 14. And then 1 John 2:20. 1 John 2:20 said we have an unction of the Holy Ghost. He teaches us all things. And then 2:20 said, pray, building up yourself in your most holy faith. Pray. The more you pray in the Holy Ghost, your spirit man is energized. It becomes sharper. I know many of us have prayed and then you become sharp in your spirit and you can easily pick the minds of people. Has it ever happened to you? When you pray and you're high in your spirit, you can easily pick things. Is it true? So consistently do that. Did you get your mind? Second area of your life you need to build is your soul. And in bracket, your soul contains your emotion, your will, and your intellect. You can educate your emotions. How do you know that? You can educate your mind. Educate your will. You can have, remember last Sunday? Last Sunday, what was our topic? Save what? You can control your mind. Don't get angry easily. Anytime you see anything about loss, control yourself, control yourself, control yourself. Bible says, Job said in Job 31, said, I made a covenant with my eyes. Not to look at a woman lustfully. Is that true? He controls his eyes. Anytime he sees a woman, his eyes is off. You can educate your soul. And there are three ways to educate your soul. Number one is by formal education. In Acts chapter 22 verse 3, the Bible says, Paul the apostle was schooled in the school of Gamaliel. And Gamaliel was one of the highest professors of law at that time. They almost said that when you say Gamaliel, you are synonymous with the law. Paul went to school in Acts 22 verse 3. And then when you read Luke chapter 2 verse 46, I'm just fast because of that. Luke 2 46, the Bible is speaking of Jesus Christ. He was in the temple asking questions. He was taught and was instructed by teachers. Altogether, his parents left him, came back and met him in the temple. So go for formal education. Go for masters if you can. Go for PhD if you can. Go for professorial degree if you can. Altogether, go for formal knowledge. Go for them. Any certification you want and you can, you go for them. Altogether. Number two way to build your soul is by informal education. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Informal education. What is an informal education? That means your relationships. Altogether. Your father, your mother, your friend, people around you, your natural environment. In Proverbs 24 verse 32, the Bible says, when I looked, I observed and I got knowledge. Your environment can teach you things. Altogether. As a young lady, when you see ladies that are 35, they are not married, should teach you wisdom that once you are young, see, when you see a lady that is 35 that is not married or 45 or something like that, they were once 23. They were once 20. Their body was once like a slave queen. Their skin was silky. How do you get that? The body structure was in alignment. There was no fat. But she didn't take advantage of those periods. The Bible says when she reached her flower age. Have you seen that in the Bible? Bible says she should marry in her flower age. But those people, when they were at that age, there was nobody to advise them. Nobody to direct them. Calm down and marry. Calm down, calm down. Don't be jumping from house to house. Altogether, nobody was available to direct them. And then they missed that period. There was a time, guys, we were coming to every lady. Hope you know that. Bible says time and chance happened to what? Them all. There is a time every lady is beautiful. Every. Guys will be coming. But in those periods, they don't have somebody to advise them. And then they make the wrong choices. All together. So educate your informal education. Let them be guided. The Bible says, for by what counsel thou shalt make thy way. And in the multitude of counselors there is safety. Let your parents teach you informally. All together. I learned from my dad the importance of building a house on time. I know that I learned it from my dad. And I'm going to build my house on time. I learned from my dad the importance of putting your family. Let your family never be hungry. There are many things I learned from my dad and from my mom. I learned from my mom, a woman should never reply a man. Whether she's right or wrong. That's what I learned from my mom. And because of that, their marriage from childhood till tomorrow. No aluta. Then the time I said, why is this woman too calm? Answer this man now. I didn't know. He didn't know that was doing me.
One place, high income, what for any time my dad is speaking, quiet. Right or wrong. And there's peace and serenity in the house. Never for once came to us and said, your father is like this, your father is like this. No. Always presented him as the angel. I didn't know my mom and times three or times four what my father ends. She went and she could not hide it again. Because anytime we needed money, we go through him. She made us know he ends the money.
Let's get up. But the kids are nowadays, I don't even feel the
money. And that is the way I learned. And I will learn how to behave with my wife. That's on his own part. He makes sure that everything she needs is available. You can look for my father's trouble, insult him. But if you are drunk enough, touch my mother. If you are mad, that is for people from his side, anybody around. You can't say anything like to my mom, whether she's right or wrong, don't say it. Come and say it to him. You can insult him, but don't near his wife. I learned how to protect a woman from him. There are things I learned from my friends. That is informal education. Altogether. Learn informal, learn it, educate your soul, be wise. Proverbs 13 verse 20 say, he that walks with the wise shall be what? Wise. And a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Don't surround yourself with people that are foolish like you. Surround yourself with people that are wiser than you. Altogether. I read the story of a young girl, said that she learned to play chess with her neighbor. The neighbor just taught her how to play chess for 39 times, the neighbor won. Or something like that. The 40th time she won. And for the next time they kept playing, she wanted to repeat up to 40 times. She kept winning her. And she kept winning her. So that for the first 40th time she won, her skill was increasing. But for the subsequent time she kept winning her, it was only her ego that was increasing. Then she said, if you want to get better, play with people that are better than you. Do you understand that? Don't be working with everybody that is at a level of intellect. Have somebody that is higher. Okay, surround yourself. That is the way to informally educate yourself. I have told you more things privately than publicly. Two of us. You true? Don't say true because I'm in church. I've told you, I know. When we meet around, I will tell them many things privately than I'll say publicly. Surround yourself with good people. Okay, that? And the third way to educate yourself is by self-development. Proverbs 18 verse 1, the Bible says, he that seeketh knowledge separate himself and what? Intermeddleth with all wisdom. Is that not true? Develop yourself. Self-development is the way to educate yourself. The last way. Self-development. Everybody receives the same lecture, the same lecture, the same timetable, but some people have first class, but some people have ESCC results. True or false? Is that not true? Some people have A parallel, some people have ESCC. Same lecture, same timetable, same exam, same question. All that one is self-development. So develop yourself alone. How do you get that? Now, finally, how to develop it? The last thing and train is your body. First Timothy 4 verse 8 says, bodily exercise profited little, but godliness profited to all things. How do you get that? And then Psalms 18 verse 37, the Bible says, bless the Lord of God, that teacheth my hand to war. How do you get that? So you can train your body. Is that true? Hope you know that. Do you know you can educate your body? Proverbs 18:34, 1 Timothy 4 verse 8, and then 1 Corinthians 6:19. You can train your body. You can train yourself on how to walk. Hope you know you can teach yourself how to dance. Can you teach yourself how to dance? Can you teach yourself how to dance? It can be learned. No matter how stiff you are, it can be learned. How to get up? You can. I didn't know how to dance before, and I was deceiving myself. It's because I'm spiritual, or because I was born that way. Because I was in prayer unit. I'm telling you the truth. When my friend came here and saw me, that he said, look at you. I didn't know. I was only like, I was dancing in my heart. I was dancing in my spirit. And I was deceiving myself that I was born this way. But it was actually pride and ignorance. That's on my own part. Altogether. I learned how to dance, but that's it. When I know that he has done too much, Jesus, you know that song? I was in my room, locked up the room that time. There was a dance step, the guy was dancing. I said, I'm going to learn this thing. I'm telling you, I was learning this thing. And then, he has given me victory. You know that song?
I learned their dance step. When I went to one dance, we played the song myself. My mom, everybody came out and was watching us dancing. You can learn it. I'm telling you. If a new dance step comes in Nigeria, people learn it. They learn it. Well, they impart it. Did any people impart a zangu to somebody? Kukere. They learned it. You know, you can learn it. You can train your body. You can train yourself how to eat with cutlery. You can train your hands. You can train your fingers. Don't say I'm an African man, I'm a straightforward man. No, you're not a straightforward man. Learn it. Learn it. All together? Learn it. Now, finally, counsel. Number one is, you don't have a secure future and you don't have weight if you don't have knowledge. Did you hear what I said? You don't have a secure future. Future is not secure if you are ignorant. Number two is, the knowledge you refuse to learn today will enslave you tomorrow. Did you hear what I said? I'm giving you advice now. The knowledge you refuse to learn today, it will what? Enslave you tomorrow. The Bible is speaking in Daniel 11 verse 32. They that know their God shall be strong and do exploit. If you don't know God, you will be enslaved tomorrow by not knowing what you should learn today. Number three, you can only manage, handle, command, acquire, and sustain what you know exists. In 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 27, the Bible is speaking about the people that went to the ship to bring luck. If you don't get what I'm saying, get the message. Get the message on our telegram and listen to them. Number four, avoid forbidden knowledge. In Deuteronomy 29:29, the Bible says the secret thing belongs to God. Those that are revealed are for us and for our children. In Genesis 2 verse 9, the Bible says he planted two trees. One tree was the tree of life. Another tree was the tree of the knowledge of what? Good and evil. How do you get that? And they went and ate the wrong thing. And they knew what the Jews didn't know. Don't go and say, I want to read the five books of Moses. It's not here. You don't need it. You hear what I said? If we need it, it will be here. God will make sure it was here. But it's not here, we don't need it. Don't go and say, I want to read. There are videos you should never watch. Avoid forbidden knowledge. Did you hear what I said? Avoid it. Any knowledge that you see that is not, don't say you want to know. But we say, be babies in certain understanding. There are some things you should not know. Don't be a master about fornication. You know everything about fornication. Some people know all the fornication styles. They know it. You should be babies in those areas. I didn't know them, hallelujah. But there are something that any knowledge that is forbidden, wait till you get there, because that knowledge will consume you. You will not be able to handle it at this level. Are you getting me? So for any knowledge that is not at your level, forbid any book. Let's say the book of Moses, the book of this, the book of Enjavatai, the book of this. Any knowledge that is forbidden, avoid it. It will corrupt you. Are you getting that? There's some books you should not read. Finally, remain humble when you get knowledge, because there is room for more. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 1. Pastor Ziggy, let's have the communion served. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 1. That was a knowledge proofed. Is that correct? Knowledge what? Proof people. And Colossians 1 verse 11. Let's have it around. Let's be on our feet. The Bible speaking, he said, there is room for more knowledge. So when you get knowledge, be humble. Are we together? Are we together? How many of us got something this morning? We are really blessed. Now let's be on our feet as we take our holy communion. Now what I taught you, your mind should be more alert to what we are about to receive. Let's put on Exodus 31 verse 3. Exodus 31 verse 3. Exodus 31 verse 3. Please, I want you to see everybody. Now, and I have what? Filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and understanding and means. You can go on. And in knowledge. All together. And in all manner of workmanship. That means there is a spirit of knowledge. All together. Come on, all together. 2 Corinthians, 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 10. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 10. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 10. What does it say? Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before these people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? Isaiah 11 verse 2. Isaiah 11 verse 2. Let's read Isaiah 11 verse 2. Quick. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and the Spirit, let's read together. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of what? And what? Understanding. And what? The spirit of counsel and might. And what? Come on. And what? The spirit of what? Knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. In Daniel chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible says God gave Daniel knowledge and understanding. There is a spirit that can come upon you that is called the spirit of knowledge. Do you understand that? Come on, do you understand that?
Yes,
sir. So as you are taking this communion, don't forget the Bible says this is my body and this is my blood. Drink. These are contact points to the realm of the spirit and where spiritual things can be communicated to you. Are we together? So as you take this communion, trust God for an impartation of a spirit. That in this moment, the spirit of knowledge will come upon you. That you'll be mighty in knowledge. As you decide this month and you look at knowledge, you become a person of high understanding and knowledge. Now, can you open your mouth and begin to pray? Quickly. Quickly make that request before God. Quickly pray, quickly, please. Make demand for the spirit of knowledge. Shapateka barakata. Lerodobedesh. I'm about to prophesy to you. Release grace upon you. Don't forget. Come on, talk to God. The spirit of knowledge. I refuse to be ignorant. I decide to walk in the reality. Say, this communion is a point of contact to that knowledge. This communion is a point of contact to that knowledge.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Don't worry, just pray.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you highly lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and might as we sing, holy, 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 holy. I want to see you.
Present your expectation to God. This communion can bring healing to your body, rejuvenate your mind, make you more creative.
I want to see your face. I want to touch your grace. I want to know your ways so I can touch your grace. I want to see. Oh, I want to see you. I want to see your face. I want to touch your grace. I want to know your ways so I can feel your grace. I want to see. Oh, I want to see you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, lift up the bread and the communion. Father Lord, you said this is the body and this is the blood. These are points of contact. And you say, whatever we call them, they will come. May this communion be a point for the impartation of the spirit of knowledge. In the name of Jesus, everything you have suffered because of ignorance, may this communion correct it. May an appetite for a draft for knowledge come upon you. May you want to know, I want to know. I want to know, I want to know. I want to know, I want to know. May you be humble and teachable. May this communion activate your IQ. Intelligent quotient. May it activate your EQ. Emotional quotient. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy healing. I prophesy health. I prophesy spiritual activation. I prophesy the power of God upon this communion. As you take it, deliverance to your mind, deliverance into your spirit, and deliverance into your body. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you take the wine and the bread and begin to appreciate God?
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.